broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to the Fieldhouse in Meadowlands and the WPIL basketball playoffs presented on the WJPA Sports Network by the Observer Reporter. Tonight, it's the last chance to make the 2A girls state playoffs for the visiting Laurel Spartans and the host Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director, Brandon Bennett, and Gina Reeves on the cameras. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. There are no less than 16 seeding games on tonight's WPIL basketball schedule, including three where the loser misses out on an opportunity to go to the PIAA playoffs. Our game is one of those three. Despite being seeded eighth, Laurel might be surprised to even be around right now. 15 losses on the campaign, and they've been by an average of 29 points a game. Though it must be noted that four of those were in section against eventual WPIL finalists Neshanic and Aliquippa. But still, Laurel's only loss by less than 11 points was between Christmas and New Year's. Chartiers Houston dearly wishes to not be in this situation tonight, knowing they could have avoided it on Monday, but lost in overtime to Rochester. Chartiers' second straight loss, the first time that's happened all season. Now they have to avoid a third consecutive setback or miss the state tournament altogether. WJPA's coverage tonight on the NFHS Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Coming up shortly, we'll check the Observer Reporter starting lineups and the schedule for the rest of the Washington County teams still playing in the playoffs when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chartiers Houston comes in 19-6. They won 9 of 10 to start the year. Then went through a little bit of a funk, 3-2 until late January. Then 7 straight wins, including that first-round victory against Brentwood in the playoffs. But then couldn't throw the ball in the open ocean against Winchester-Thurston. and let a chance to win several times against Rochester get away, losing in two overtimes, 48-46, on Monday night. For Laurel, almost inexplicable. 10-15 record, fourth place finish, tied with Rochester for third, to be accurate. But split the regular season series, did beat Rochester the second time through and got the eight seed out of that. Won that game 60-49. But the margin of these losses is really staggering. 35, 11, 30, 41, 38, 33, 29, 21, 27, 21, 46, 47, and in the playoffs, 26-25, and still playing, and a chance to go to the state tournament.
Hard to believe, Bob, that they are in the tournament, number one, and that they're still alive, number two. Chartiers Houston had several chances in that double overtime loss the other night. They just couldn't take advantage of it. I mean, they had a wide-open look at the end of regulation. If it goes in, they win. Those things happen, as you and I have seen covering these games. Anything in the playoffs can happen. You know, I don't know how they're going to play tonight. Talking to Coach Montecalvo, she said they're coming out after lots of pressure. So we need to look for that as this game unfolds.
We have the 7-8 game. Winner goes to the state playoffs. We'll play the WPIL champion in the first round. The loser's season comes to an end. The 5-6 game is being played just up the road, just up Route 519 and out on Fort Cherry Road, the Rangers hosting Rochester. The 3-4 game is tomorrow, Southside against Winchester Thurston, and the championship is Saturday morning, Neshannock against Aliquippa. The other action tonight that is elimination games, 4A boys, fifth place game, only the winner advances. That's Deer Lake at Knox. And the 3A boys, seventh place game, Southmoreland at Keystone Oaks, only the winner there goes. Other Washington County teams in action still this week. Fort Cherry girls home tonight with Rochester. Chartiers Houston boys about to tip off at Northgate. That's the seventh place game in the boys bracket. The difference is eight boys teams make the state playoffs out of the WPIL, only seven on the girls' side. Tomorrow, we'll see the 6A girls' third place game. That is winner goes on, loser does not. We'll be at Cannon McMillan where the Big Macs host Mount Lebanon. They'll meet for the third time. Each has a win in the section series. Whoever wins the third meeting will go to the state playoffs. That game scheduled to tip off at 6 o'clock will be on the air at 5:45. And then we're off to the Peterson Event Center. Friday night, the Peters Township girls take on South Fayette. 1-2 for the 5A Girls Championship. We'll be on WJPA-FM Friday night with the Peters girls, Saturday night with the Peters boys as well, right around 6:45. Peters boys, after their thrilling overtime win against Mars last night, will take on number 4, Chartiers Valley, a surprise winner against the number 1 seed Montour. So those two will play for the 5A Boys Championship, both with upsets to get there. Char Valley in the semifinals against number 1 Mars, and Peters Township in the quarterfinals against number 3 Uniontown, the 6 beating the 3. And all day Friday and Saturday, we have high school wrestling coverage online. We'll have the 3A West Regional. AAA this year getting an extra tournament that they have to wrestle through to get to states, but they also get an extra qualifier out of that, so they get to take 5 out of that West Regional. And then on WJPA AM starting around 4:15 Friday and all day Saturday, it's the Southwest AA Regional at the Fieldhouse at Altoona. And again, all of that on WJPA AM. Starting lineups and the tip-off in today's game. When we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Perhaps the most iconic rendition of the national anthem by a lady gone far too soon. Whitney Houston
indeed.
From the Super Bowl. And my goodness, get the hair standing up on the back of your neck. WPIL 2A Girls State Qualifier Game. Starting lineups brought to you by the Observer Reporter. First of all, for the Laurel Spartans, Cheyenne Tindall. A 5'4 senior, 5'6 senior Jamie Weisenstein, a 5'6 junior J.L. Henderson, 5'6 senior Maylee Hill, and a 5'6 senior Macy Quiner. Again, it's Tindall, Weisenstein, Henderson, Hill, and Quiner, starters for Ricky LaRocco and the 10-15 Laurel Spartans. For Laramonta Cowboys, 19-6 Chartiers-Houston Buccaneers, the 6th seed in this bracket, 5'7 senior, number 2, Ella Ritchie, 5'8 freshman, Ava Kolovich, 5'4 senior, Miley McCreary, 5'10 junior, Allison Wingard, and a 5'4 senior, Ava Capazzoli. Couple of notes, Kolovich, Wingard, and Capazzoli all average double-digit scoring. Kolovich nearly a dozen points a game. Wingard 10.5, Capazzoli 10.5. Kolovich and Capazzoli lead the team in three balls. Capazzoli has put in 37 on the season, hitting at about 25%. Kolovich has hit two dozen three-pointers, hitting a little more often at 32% on the season. Free throw shooting, that's another story. And that has been a story with just about everybody we've seen, Tom.
Every team we watch, Bob, struggles from the foul line. I can't figure that out. It's user-friendly. Get in the gym and practice and practice. It's repetition. I don't understand it. Of course, it was a sin to miss a foul shot in my day. Everybody made foul shots. I don't know that we practice the same way that we used to, but that being said, tonight it's very important for the Chartiers girls to make shots. Coach Montecalvo was so concerned about their ability to convert. They need to make open baskets.
Diane Rappler, the referee, puts the ball in flight, and it's controlled by the Bucks, and they bring it into backcourt. They control and don't remember which way they're going, and Ava Kolovich takes it back across. So Chartiers Houston not only going to lose the arrow, but they lose the ball.
Yeah, a little mental error early in the game, Bob. You don't want to see that, but it happens. You know it, and I know it. There
Pass.
We go.
Deflected into the backcourt. It's going to be Kolovich. Took a bump, basket and a foul to go with it.
Well, what better way to make up for that mistake than to get a pick, go down, make the layup, and draw the foul.
Foul on Maylee Hill, her first game's first points for Ava Kolovich. Just jumped that pass and took it the distance and hits the foul shot. 63% shooter at the free throw line.
And here's that pressure that Coach talked about.
3-0 Bucks, and the ball fumbled out of bounds. Pass not caught by Tyndall. I think she must have looked away. The pass was catchable. It was high.
Yeah, it was
certainly
high.
Catchable, and she just didn't catch it.
Well, great start so far for Chartiers Houston, and that's exactly what they needed to do to come out with a good start, just to get a good overall feeling.
Well, three turnovers in the game.
Yeah, already.
Three possessions, three turnovers. Bucks up 3-0. Pressure as Wingard backs away from the defense, pass onto the right wing. Kolovich taking a bump a couple of times from Kweiner. Give the ball to Wingard. She'll penetrate. Go up at the left hand, way too strong. Kolovich couldn't clear the rebound. It's grabbed by Kweiner.
Wingard had a good look inside. One more dribble may have helped her on that one.
Went up hard with that left hand. Kweiner dribble drive. Missed the shot. Hit the iron on the way up. Rebound for Wingard. Bucks get it in front court. Ella Ritchie to the wing. Wanted to go up top. Can't go there. Go to Wingard out in the left corner. Guarded tightly by J.L. Henderson. And pick up the dribble. Lob it inside. Kolovich able to catch. Reverse. Lay it on the iron and score.
Wow, that was a hard shot. She did a reverse layup. Finished under the rim.
5-0, Chartiers Houston with the lead. J.L. Henderson on a 2-on-1, pressured there by Kolovich, and a pass goes over the top.
Here's that
timeout finish. Timeout for Laurel. 6:32 to play opening quarter. Chartiers Houston 5, Laurel nothing. Back in the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max, and Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Ricky LaRocco not happy whatsoever with the unforced turnovers by his Spartans. Bucks get the ball after the timeout, leading 5-0. Ella Ritchie too hard off the window. Rebound tie-up. Possession arrow should point to the Laurel Spartans.
Well, Laurel put a press that time, and Chartiers Houston had no problem breaking it. Had a good look, just couldn't finish. And now they're back pressing again.
Hill inbounds to Henderson. Go back to Hill. Pass up to the midcourt area. Ritchie taps it along the sideline. Kept it alive, but then stepped out of bounds and touched the ball again. And you are where your feet are.
Good anticipation.
Or last were.
She had good anticipation, just a little bit late on the. If she could have tipped it earlier, she'd have been good with that.
Bucks continue the pressure. Wingard trying to turn Hill around, able to dump it over the top. Kweiner to the far corner. Tyndall, air ball three, tipped out of bounds underneath, going to be ruled last touch by Capozzoli. Laurel ball at the baseline, 6:03 to go first quarter.
Yeah, I couldn't see if she hit it or not, Bob, from where we were sitting.
Inbound, another three ball. This is an air ball as well. Tip, rebound kept alive, and it's going to be Weisenstein that got a hand on it. Now the ball to Hill, and the Spartans will reset. Pressure man-to-man, Chartiers Houston defense. The ball right side. Take it on into the corner. Just a bad pass. Goes right to Capozzoli. Lob ahead. Kolovich tracks it down. Finds a cutter. It's Wingard. Left side of the lane. Lays it on the iron. And lays there for a moment and drops home.
Soft touch. That's a shooter's touch there, Bob. Another steal.
And now a foul on the Bucks. Capozzoli guilty of the Bucks' first foul.
Well, coming out, they're very active. They're getting hands on balls, lots of deflections. That time the ball was deflected, but then the foul came.
Spartans go with a little taller lineup as 5'11 freshman Addy Urey checks into the game. Trouble on the far side, able to break that, and a pass into traffic, stolen by Ritchie. Down the left side, took a bump, missed the shot, coming back. J.L. Henderson rebounds for Laurel, but Ritchie takes it away from her. Miley McCreary, first touch on offense. She'll back up to the Buccaneer logo in the middle of the floor here at the field house. Capozzoli dribble trouble at the volleyball 10-foot line. 5 minutes to play, and Capozzoli almost threw it away. Tipped out of bounds. Good hands there by Addy Urey to deny that pass, but knocked it out of bounds.
You have to see those players overplaying those wings, and you got to make that backdoor cut, Bob.
Maya Jarrett on the floor now. Inbound to wing guard. She catches the ball in front court in a little drop step and steps on the midcourt line. Just not aware where you are.
That is nothing but court awareness. You must be aware.
Here's the thing that I've never understood. Take the ball, let the ball carry in the backcourt if there's no pressure. Go get it in backcourt and bring it forward.
Yeah, and that's the way you avoid that turnover.
Kylie Roberto deal into the far corner. It's Tyndall, finds a cutter underneath. Going to be Maya Jarrett, missed the shot, rebound grab. Jarrett going to try to track it down on the Chartiers bench, and she ends up on the bench, out of bounds.
Boy, she had a point-blank look. She just shot it a little too strong over the backboard there, Bob.
7-0 Chartiers Houston leads. 3:15 gone in our opening quarter. Capozzoli picks up the dribble. Now able to deal it off. Kolovich kept out of the lane. Tries to split a double team, and that keeping her out of the lane the second time, a little too aggressive. Second foul. And Kylie Roberto called for the foul. Her first, team second. Inbound clear up on top to Ritchie. Ella Ritchie, 5'7 senior. Deal it inside. Shot by Kolovich blocked. Out of bounds. Good hands again. Addy Urey. She's
very
come
good.
Off the bench and done a really good job.
Well, she's got some size, Bob, so all she has to do is get those hands high. She could create some problems.
Tallest player on the floor, 5'11 freshman. Wing guard gets it inbounds to Kolovich in the corner. Freshman for the Bucks. Spin into the paint. Kick it off. Now Wingard got around the defender. Hard off the window again. Just too strong on that offhand shot side. Puts the shot up. That won't go, and a foul called. And I believe Wingard going to go to the line to shoot.
Well, she got her own rebound on the miss. That was a nice move. I mean, she just hit, just shot it a little too strong. She's a southpaw. She's a lefty.
Wingard goes to the line, a 70% free throw shooter for the season. First one, nothing but net. 8-point run for the Bucks to start the game. And that's exactly what Laura Montecalvo wanted to see. Just crank up the pressure and bring it.
Well,
just
it does.
Keep bringing it.
Yeah, and it does a couple of things. Number one, it gets you in some easy opportunities to score and maybe draw some fouls as well.
Second free throw, also good. 4 points here in the early going for Wingard. 9-0 Chartiers Houston. Maya Jarrett able to give the ball back to Roberto. Gets across the timeline and got stopped right there. Jarrett bails her out, and Jarrett steps on the far sideline with a dribble.
That's the fourth turnover already by Laurel. That time, Chartiers Houston switched from a 1-3-1 press to a 2-2-1 press. I think it threw Laurel off slightly.
Kolovich, Capozzoli get across the timeline. Kolovich picks up her dribble. Jarrett all over her. Wingard gets open down the lane. Off the window, no good, but a foul called. 3:44 to play, first quarter, 9-0 Chartiers Houston, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Wingard hits one of two on that trip, and the Bucks take the ball away again, up 10-0. Ball comes to Capozzoli. Jared out to guard her. Got hand on the hip. Capozzoli took it in to help there, and Jared able to get the steal. Now she's double-teamed, but able to pass it out. Roberto crosses the timeline, splits it double-team, takes it wide, pick it up, lob it side of the lane, go to Adeyuri, who was called for that last foul. Jarrett walks into the paint, got away with that, missed the shot, rebound Wingard, cherry picking ahead, nice catch and score for Miley McCreary.
Well, and a really nice pass by Allie Wingard that time. She looked up right away, Bob, had a wide open player, and McCreary caught the pass and finished. Great job breaking that pressure, getting that ball out.
Miley McCreary called for the foul. Her first, Buck second. 12-0 start, almost 5 minutes in. Cheyenne Tindall checks out of the game. And Alexis Kroll is checked in. Again, the Spartans break the press, and for some reason, Roberto, after she got through, picks up her dribbling and takes a hard step and can't keep her trail foot planted.
Well, we've seen both teams do that, Bob, picking that dribble up. You have to keep that. Once you commit, you've got to keep that dribble alive.
12-0. Bucks with the early lead. Winner clinches the PIAA playoff spot. Gigi Santini pressuring Capozzoli. Hand off to Kolovich. Nice crossover. Get open high off the window. Iron, and it drops over.
Oh, that was a beautiful crossover dribble that time.
Kolovich with 7 points here in the early going. Long pass, cross the timeline. Adeyuri finds a cutter going to the hoop. Diagonal pass across. Gigi Santini's shot won't go. Maya Jarrett fights to get to the rebound. She's tied up by Kolovich. Possession arrow, Chargers Houston.
Nice job by Kolovich tying her up. She's been pretty active early on. I like the aggressiveness, Bob. They're going, and she said, I'm not holding anything back tonight. And I like the way they're starting.
14-0 start to the game. And almost an out-of-bounds play, and then a foul called. Maylee Hill's going to pick up her second. Nope, it's going to be Santini. And that's 5 fouls on Laurel, so free throws coming for the Bucks.
Well, and this is the area of the game that they've got to do a better job with. We saw that last night, how important made free throws are.
I have Mackenzie Walsh 0 for 7 at the foul line.
Well, guess what? That looked pretty good. She knocked that down with confidence. 5 for 6 as a team for the Bucks.
Second shot strong. Battle for the rebound. The Spartans come out with it. Get it back to J.L. Henderson. Pass ahead to Kroll. Has to fight to save that. Henderson to Yuri. Fumbles that. Gains control on the floor. And a held ball, possession arrow, Laurel.
Got to catch the basketball. Having trouble catching it.
Pretty consistent parade to the...
Lots of substitutions early in this game.
For both teams?
Yes.
Bucks have got at least a couple of players in. Laurel's done more than a couple. High arcing three from Tindall won't go. Spartans rebound at the baseline. Hill be on the circle. Bring it back to the near side. Three ball in flight for Hill. Finds the range. First points of the ball game for Laurel come 6 minutes and change in. And now a fumbled pass ahead. Ella Ritchie didn't control it. Held ball. Possession arrow says it's Chartiers Houston.
We've had a lot of jump balls early, haven't we?
Just careless there to not
catch
that
was.
That pass.
No doubt about it.
This is the fourth tie-up in this quarter. I'll have to look, but we didn't have one in regulation last night, I don't believe.
No, we didn't.
We ended up with one early in the overtime, but I don't think we had one in regulation. Dribble into the circle. Ritchie pick it up. Has a cutter. My goodness, she had Kolovich wide open. And now a pass is picked off. Alexis Kroll with the steal. Feed intended for Mackenzie Walsh. Ball across the paint to Maylee Hill. And she's got 5 points here in a minute or so. 15-5. And the Bucks fumble the inbound pass out of bounds. Wingard just doesn't catch that pass.
Well, and there really wasn't any pressure on her when the pass got to her. She just didn't catch it.
Jump up 15-5 and then blink, and Laurel's trying to cut it to single digits.
Well, you got that three-point shot changes everything.
Kroll hassled by Kolovich. Area pass too far for Maylee Hill. And she can't get to it and loses it out of bounds.
You know, it's overstated so often, but passing and catching is critical in basketball.
Yeah, I just confirmed we did not have a held ball in regulation. We had two in we had one in overtime. Richie trying to get by the low post defense. Kick to Kolovich. Three ball is good.
Boy, that looked good. The minute she released the ball, it looked good.
10-point opening quarter for the freshman, Ava Kolovich. 18-5 Bucks.
Averages 11.9, almost 12 a game. She already has 10.
Ball to Hill in the corner. Work it back around. Kroll and a travel call.
Unforced turnovers by Laura. Just killing them early in this game. But let's put, you know, give credit where credit's due. The pressure by Chartiers Houston is what's caused most of those turnovers, Bob.
20 seconds to play, opening period. Kolovich on the move to the circle, reverse it down the lane, high off the window and in.
Wow, I like her. Freshman.
Following Alexis Kroll, her first, and Kolovich for the old-fashioned three-point play. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Kolovich nails the foul shot. A little rattle to that one, but well down in the cylinder when the bouncing started. Near side, Tindall lobbed down low over the top. Kolovich did not touch. That pass pattern by Weisenstein was abandoned. She broke off the route. And the quarterback
did.
Went ahead and threw it there anyway.
Well, and at this rate, Bob, I'm going to run out of spaces for turnovers. Now she's in trouble there.
Bucks inbound in the corner again. We saw this the other night against Winchester Thurston. The officials will let them work the ball free out of the tie-up, and the quarter ends. Chartiers Houston 21, Laurel 5, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Ava Kolovich with 13 points to lead the Bucks. Maylee Hill has all five Laurel points through one quarter. 21-5, Chartiers Houston with the lead, Laurel with the ball.
Ava Kolovich shoots 32%, which is team high from that three-point stripe, Bob.
Spartans. Dribble in the midcourt area. Entry pass inside. Gets to Quiner. Tried to flip it back out higher in the lane to Hill. Stolen. Wingard down the lane. Pull up. Jumper good.
Well, and she did the right thing. I love the way she came to that jump stop. Avoided the charge and made the little shot.
Full court pressure. Spartans lob it over the top of the defense. Quiner, Euro step into the paint. Missed the shot. Capozzoli fights for and gets the rebound. Now going to go one-on-one against J.L. Henderson. Stop, score, nope, won't go. Battle for the rebound. Henderson able to turn around and clean the glass after getting shot over. They have forced that shot a little different than Capozzoli wanted. Into the paint, now back out. Little jump to the start. Maylee Hill, three ball. Weisenstein hit the rim on the front. Going to go out of bounds. Bucks touched it last. I don't know why wing players didn't go after it.
I thought they could have gotten the ball too, Bob. I think they thought Laurel touched that ball.
Ball hit the rim, and then one of the low post players for the Bucks If you get a chance to cleanly catch a ball inbounds, you got to get it.
Got to grab it.
Because now Laurel gets to start a new offensive play. Pass to the far side. Maley Hill for three. That one just kicked out. No good. Rebound Wingard for the Bucks. 23-5. Churchill Houston plus 18. Opening 2 minutes of the second quarter. Mackenzie Walsh on the dribble, trying to get by the defender. Give it off to Kolovich. She'll back away from Maley Hill. Spin it one way, then the other. Now to Capozzoli. Backs up toward the volleyball 10-foot line. Kolovich goes through. Defender goes with her. Feet to the far side. Into the corner. It's Ella Ritchie on the dribble. To the paint. Ritchie up off the box and in.
Yeah, I thought she was going to pull the trigger from three, but, boy, that was a nice finish.
25-5. Bucks plus 20 now. Ball across the timeline. Quinard just doesn't catch it. It's lost out of bounds. It's going to be bring Kylie Roberto back into the game. Quiner will find a seat. A tough 5'6 senior to finish it like that. And not that the game is over, but...
No, Bucks, by no means.
Bucks plus 20, under 6 minutes to play first half. Well, they hear an NBA game. Team lost a 25-point lead the other day in about 3 minutes. Kolovich goes and scores again.
Wow. Now, she may have taken an extra step on that, Bob.
Pass across the line to Weisenstein. Now, Henderson, free throw circle jumper won't go, and a rebound lands right in the lap of Mackenzie Walsh. Wingard will bring it up the floor, hassled by Roberto. Wingard picks it up, finds Walsh, side of the lane, drop step, can't get the shot to go, missed everything, and Henderson catches the air ball. 3-on-2. Here come the Spartans. Kick near corner. Three ball. Catch and shoot. Tindall hits it.
Wow, that's the highest three-point arc I've ever seen. That thing almost hit the ceiling.
27-8. Capozzoli and now to Kolovich right down the middle of the floor. Left wing to Walsh and now Wingard. Ritchie cuts through. Wingard got an opening to the lane, but then abandoned that. Good recovery by J.L. Henderson to keep that from being a strong dribble drive. Kolovich pressured. Wingard takes a bounce pass. Henderson draped on her back, and Wingard misses the lay-in.
Point-blank shot. She had a good look at it.
She's had three there on that side that she's missed.
Yes, it is.
Henderson brings it up the floor. Pass to Weisenstein. Three ball, good line, near side. Maley Hill, second tray of the game. Don't look now, but it's 27-16. Churchill Houston timeout. 4:18 to play, second quarter. Bucks 27, Spartans 11. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Just hard to put these numbers together. 15 Laurel losses by an average of almost 30 points a game. The Bucks have lost six times.
I know. It's inconceivable.
By six once, by five twice, by two twice. And then the 13-point loss to Winchester Thurston. The Bucks inbound in the corner on against this pressure. Able to pass it out of that. Now end up with a 2-on-1. Ritchie, wrap it across the paint. Too hard for Kolovich to handle. Was maybe screened off. Didn't see it coming.
Well, and she waited too long, Bob. If she was going to give that up, she had to give that up about two dribbles before.
Yeah, just got to look at that. You mentioned Kolovich may have gotten an extra step, and she definitely did.
Well, it just looked a little funny to me. A little suspicious.
We got a good look at that on the replay. Thank you, Jason. been a busy, busy week.
Oh, it really has.
2 weeks now since the brackets were announced Monday 2 weeks back. Richie runs right into referee Tyler Haught.
Yeah. But he was standing out of bounds, so it was A-OK.
Laurel ball on that sideline throw in. Capozzoli trying to keep it from getting in front court, but cannot. J.L. Henderson ends up with it. Diagonal pass to the corner. Tindall for three. High arcing shots and air ball. Caught at the low block. Stepping back out now is Maley Hill. Around the perimeter. Once again, it's Henderson on the dribble. Able to pass it across. Stop and go move by Roberto. And she's cut off in the lane and will go to the line to shoot two. Ella Ritchie's first foul. Team's first of the quarter. And two foul shots. Kylie Roberto, a 5'5 freshman. Laurel's first free throws of the game coming. First shot short and wide. And the Bucks will check Miley McCreary back in. Capozzoli will get a breather.
Capozzoli, who averages nearly 11 a game, has not scored yet.
Roberto strong but almost wedges that free throw the back of the rim, and it just then flops down in. First point for her tonight. And on the drive up the near sideline, Richie hassled. Good defensive pressure by Laurel. They are going to, especially when you get in front court, they're going to be all over you.
They are. And look, Bob, when you're taking a ball off the sidelines, nothing good's going to happen. Nothing.
McCreary takes the inbound, splits a double team, and gets to the low block and is fouled. First foul of the game on Jamie Weisenstein. First foul in the quarter on the Spartans. Two free throws coming for Miley McCreary, who took kind of a nasty fall in the loss against Winchester Thurston. Probably saved from a concussion by that high ponytail. She came right down, and that padded her fall to the floor.
Well, you know,
otherwise the back of her head is going.
Last year she did take a nasty spill and had a concussion.
McCreary misses both free throws. Bucks get the rebound. Missed the shot there. Weisenstein throws it away. Ball inside to Kolovich, and she's tied up by J.L. Henderson. Bucks with the possession arrow, though. 3:15 to play first half.
Well, we talked about court awareness that time. She just didn't realize that there was a defender right there.
Inbound, wide open three. Mackenzie Walsh across the iron, trying to track it down was Wingard, but the ball hit on the baseline before she could get to it.
And Walsh had a good open shot, and the form looked great, just a little bit long on it.
I'm going to guess that J.L. Henderson was supposed to be on Walsh. And now the Bucks with a steal back across to Wingard. Hit the iron on the way up. Rebound tipped out right into the hands of Roberto. And she's forced to the sideline, but the ball knocked out of bounds by Kolovich.
Yeah, both teams driving up that sideline where you don't want to go, especially against pressure.
Inbound feed. Maley Hill, a 5'6 senior. Chartiers Houston plus 15 at 27-12, and the Spartans going to turn it over another time.
Well, unofficially, I have 13 Spartan turnovers already. Many of them unforced, Bob.
We haven't. We've just played 13 minutes.
I know. I said I'm going to run out of space.
And the Bucks throw the ball into the middle of the floor, and it's taken away. Bad pass. Weisenstein ends up with it and scores.
Yeah, they're making a little run here.
Travel now against Chartiers Houston.
Just mistakes, Bob. Careless mistakes.
I have a 9-0 run for the Spartans.
Yes.
It was 27-5. Inbound, three ball in flight, splashes home. Is that Weisenstein?
Maley Hill.
Maley Hill, thank you. And the Bucks just get the ball across and throw it away. Breakaway. Kylie Roberto. Bucks trying to get back. Missed a layup. And hustling back on the back chest was Mackenzie Walsh.
That 20-point lead has been cut in half, Bob.
Three ball up and in. Ava Kolovich. She has 18 points. She's leading the Spartans herself.
Oh, what a steal.
And now McCreary is fouled. And we'll go back to the foul line.
Well, she just missed two previously.
Kolovich just absolutely draining that three.
How well is the freshman playing tonight, huh?
Two threes, five twos, and a couple of free throw makes. Well,
and they needed that last one because they started leaking oil here.
Miley McCreary, a 50-50 proposition at the line, misses for the third consecutive time.
Yeah, wide right on that one. That's five straight misses for Chartiers, I think.
Four?
I knew I was close.
All in this quarter. I'm sorry, three straight.
Yeah.
And now comes the fourth opportunity. They missed three in a row in this quarter. And get this one to go.
There we go. We're back on the good side.
3 points. 31-17 Bucks. We click under 2 minutes to play in the half. Reach in. Kolovich down across, hacked a ball out of the hands of Maley Hill and going to get a foul call there.
If she just would have maintained her defensive position, Bob, it would have been a tough shot to make.
First foul on Kolovich. And now she reaches in. Boy, it looked like she may have gotten armed there and didn't get a call. Pass. Kolovich able to steal it. Soft pass from Alexis Kroll. Kolovich across midcourt. Now will set up the offense. Opening right to the top of the key. Two-pointer good. She's got 20 in the half. Timeout, Laurel. 1:35 to play. First half, 33-17. Chartiers Houston back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
32nd timeout taken by Ricky LaRocco and was not happy at all that Kolovich was left wide open again.
Well, and the only problem with that is she was about a foot over, not even a foot, maybe 6 inches over the three-point line, or she'd have had another three, but she's put on quite a clinic, 20 first-half points.
Yeah, almost double her season average per game.
That's a lot, Bob.
You got it here in the first. Well, we had 6.5 minutes into this second quarter. 14.5 minutes, 20 points. Okay.
Yeah, Coach Montecalvo was very excited about that last shot.
Bucks tip a ball out of bounds. Kroll trying to feed it in. Goes across the court to get the inbound play. Roberto takes it back to the far side. Kroll looked at the three. Decided to drive partway. Travel.
Well, that was no question. That was McCreary that time. Miley put that pressure on her and caused her to bring the shot. She was going to shoot it, but she recovered quickly to the shooter, causing the travel.
1:15 to go, second quarter, 33-17. Chartiers Houston trying to go wire to wire here in the seventh-place qualifier game. Shot off the iron again won't go. McCreary knocks the rebound onto the Laurel bench. Allison Wingard just can't buy a shot to go in. Just
yeah,
too hard.
That's four misses from the almost, well, not the exact, but close.
Under a minute remaining, second quarter, near side, three ball wide open. Maley Hill misses that. Alone to grab the rebound was Ella Ritchie. Bucks with the ball in hand and the 16-point margin. Give it off to Capozzoli. Take it to the elbow. Now down the lane. Shot rejected by J.L. Henderson. Loose ball grabbed by the Bucks. Put back up. Take it out of the corner. Sophie Pallone, three ball off the top of the bankboard. And Karim Capozzoli with the put back.
Her first basket of the evening.
Dribble drive by Maley Hill. Missed everything. And the Bucks clear this one. Pretty good bump. Bucks were going to take a timeout.
Well, I think she was anticipating the turnover there.
I think Laura Montecalvo was going to yell at the referee Diane Rapla for not calling a foul when when Capozzoli, I think, or Richie got bumped there by Jarrett and then realized that she still had the ball. Give me a timeout.
I will say this, Bob. She coaches with passion. Reminds me of another Mona Calvo.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Marie's just like that.
Mom is proud. You know that. So is Dad.
Indeed.
And they should be. She does a terrific job.
.35-17 Bucks with the lead. 11.6 seconds to play here in the first half.
Well, give credit to Laurel. They cut that lead to 10, but it's been all downhill since.
The Spartans put a 12-0 run together and still trailed by double digits. I'll tell you how impressive the Bucks start was. Richie, side of the lane to McCreary. Cross court, final seconds. Buzzer beating three won't go. Off the rim on the miss by Sophie Pallone. Good ball movement, good shot. Just couldn't get it to go.
Yeah,
end of the first
shot.
Half. Churchill Houston 35, Laurel 17. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
You know, I have this stack of paper here, almost as thick as a Pittsburgh phone book, and it is all of the PIAA district basketball playoff brackets to be able to weed through and find out who plays who if this or that or the other happens. For our game, it's really pretty simple. If Chartiers Houston or Laurel, whichever one wins, they're going to go play the winner of the WPIL championship game, Neshanic and Aliquippa.
And that will not be an easy task.
And I believe in the 12 brackets, six boys, six girls, that's the only district matchup of teams in the entire thing.
Who makes
16 games in each bracket, 96 pairings, 95 of them aren't district, same district.
Makes no sense.
And with seven teams, there's room. You could have wiggled a little bit, but that is not what the bracket says. So that's really pretty simple. Now, let's go look at the turn over to 2A boys and Chartiers Houston playing tonight in the 7-8 game. The winner of that game will travel into District 6 and play either Northern Cambria or Portage, whoever wins that one. The loser will travel into District 10 and play either Rocky Grove or Lakeview. All right, let me find my little cheat sheet here. Let's get back to the 2A girls and see what's possible for the Fort Cherry home tonight with Rochester in the 5-6 game. The winner of that game will travel into District 9, oh boy, Red Bank Valley or Port Allegheny. Might be interesting if Port Allegheny and Fort Cherry both win that. That was the football matchup that ended the Fort's PIAA playoff run. But Fort Cherry Rochester winner will play the District 9 champion, and the Fort Cherry Rochester loser will travel into District 10 to play their champion. They're at semifinals tonight. Kennedy Catholic and Eisenhower, Wilmington and Lakeview. The eventual champion out of District 10 will host Fort Cherry Rochester loser. All right, so that's 2A girls, 2A boys. Let's flip over just in case we can get the Cannon McMillan girls into the state playoffs. They have to win tomorrow. A game we'll have for you here on WJPA and online, audio and video tomorrow, NFHS video. The Cannon McMillan Mount Lebanon winner will play either Erie High School or Alderdice. A winnable game.
Absolutely. So it's very important that they get a W tomorrow, and that's what we're hoping for.
All right, now let's go to 5A girls. South Fayette and Peters Township play for the championship Saturday night, a game we'll have on WJPA-FM. They'll play at the Peterson Event Center, tip-off, 7 o'clock. The South Fayette-Peters Township winner will host the District 3 eighth place finisher. That game will be decided between Lower Dauphin and Conrad Weiser. The WPIL runner-up will also get to host, and they'll get the winner of the Lower Dauphin-Conrad Weiser game. So it's going to be South Fayette or Peters against Lower Dauphin or Conrad Weiser in both of those games.
And I would think both are winnable games playing at home.
And as we mentioned on the boys' game last night, also the WPIL third-place finisher in that bracket, Thomas Jefferson, gets to play at home. And they'll play the District 3 sixth-place finisher, Susquehannock or Northern York. Okay, and now one more flip in this giant book. Let's go over to 5A boys and see what might be happening for Chartiers Valley and Peters Township boys. They'll play Saturday night, the final game of the 12-game championship festival at the Peterson Event Center. The WPIL champion, Chartiers Valley, Peters Township winner, will host the District 3 ninth-place finisher, either Cocalico or Lower Dauphin. The loser of the WPIL championship game will be at home, but will play either Spring Grove or Milton Hershey, the 7-8 game. They'll get the loser of that game. Let's look at the three there. Montour and Mars will play in the 3-4 game. The winner will host the Spring Grove Milton Hershey winner. The loser of the Montour Mars game will be on the road, traveling to York, Pennsylvania, on either York Suburban or West York. Winner of our ball game makes the PIAA playoffs. The loser gets ready for softball and track and field.
Well, that's the significance of the game tonight, but so far I would say Chartiers Houston has the upper leg as they are up by 18 at this half, 35-17.
Game officials are back on the floor, but nobody else is. On the docket for tomorrow, the start of the WPIL Championships, three games at the Pete, 5 o'clock, 1A Boys, the Neighborhood Academy, and Sarah Catholic, a 1-2 matchup. 7 o'clock, 3A Girls, another 1-2 battle, Shadyside Academy and Greensburg Central Catholic. And then the 9 o'clock tip, the 4A Boys, JoJo Salvino and the Bell Vernon Area Leopards take on number 2, North Catholic. All 1v2 tomorrow in the championship matchups. There are several more of those yet to come. There's South Fayette Peters girls on Friday. Upper St. Clair and Newcastle boys also on Friday are 1-2. Seeds in their brackets. Saturday, 11 a.m., 2A girls, 1v2, Neshanic Aliquippa. Aliquippa and South Allegheny in the 3A boys game, 1-2. Blackhawk, Oakland Catholic, 4A girls, and Norwin Upper St. Clair, 6A girls, all 1-2, and then we finish it up with a 4-6.
Well,
only a couple 1-seeds didn't make it. The 1-seed in 2A boys, that was Greensburg Central Catholic, dispatched by Union, and the 1-seed Montour in the 5A boys bracket. All the other 1-seeds get to the final party.
that 5A boys bracket was sort of the upset bracket. I mean, when you look at it. But you know what? I don't think you can now call Peters Township an upset winner. They have played extremely good basketball, Bob, and it would not surprise me in the least bit if they come home with the gold medal.
All right. Those two teams played a couple of weeks ago, and Chartiers Valley won by like 15, 17 points.
I think Peters Township.
How do you fix that?
Well, you do fix it. And I'm telling you, the difference with that team now is Jake Wetzel. The 6'8 boy in the center is playing very good basketball, and he has made such a difference on the defensive end that now you have to account for him on every drive, every post move. But Shaw Valley's got some talented players. Their guard, Davis, he's off the charts, but he's erratic. They will have to play the same type of staunch defense that they play, and if they have any kind of an offensive output, it could be another upset.
Chartiers Houston started this game on a 15-point run. The Bucks lead by 18. Now 10 minutes later in the game. Tough to maintain a 15-0.
Oh, impossible. It's impossible. I mean, we've seen teams jump out to big leads.
So I got to tell you, Laurel has to feel that way. They lost to Neshannock first time through 47-6.
Oh, my goodness.
Neshannock maintained it for a while, apparently.
Well, they must have had that for a long time. Well, I saw some of those scores that you had mentioned in the pregame show. Some bad ones. All right, here we go.
Laurel to start the third quarter with the basketball, but down 18. Ball into the corner to J.L. Henderson. Back to the corner to Tyndall. Lob it across. Catch and move. Quiner into the paint. Took a big bump. Shot doesn't go, and Wingard rebounds the miss. I think she's the one to put the bump on.
Yeah, I think so. She could have been called for a foul very easily.
And that has been consistent the way we've seen games officiated here in this playoffs. Play on has been the rule of the day. McCreary dribble drive to the hoop. She's got five in the game.
How about that nice move by Miley McCreary? Quick. She's fast, Bob.
37-17, steal. Ella Ritchie picked off a pass intended for Tyndale. Get it across the paint. We are going to get a foul this time as Golovich knocked down. I mean, she just didn't get bumped. She got knocked all the way down. Foul on Maylee Hill. Her board says third.
I have her for three as well, Bob.
All right, I missed one there. First foul of the quarter, Golovich. Misses the free throw. She'd hit her two earlier foul shots, both on three-point plays.
Yeah, a little short on the first attempt.
Second shot, short as well. Wingard has a rebound knocked out of her hands, but grabbed at the baseline by Ella Ritchie. Capozzoli, nice ball fake, taking it in. A little floater won't go, and a rebound, J.L. Henderson. It was Henderson who made her put that little floater up, and then Henderson rebounds the miss. Three ball, left side, Cheyenne Tyndale. Off the iron. Capozzoli with the board. 37-17, Bucks plus 20. Winner goes to the PIAA playoffs. Wingard sets a high screen. Capozzoli dribbles around it and then passes off to Ritchie. Bring the ball near side. Kolovich put it on the deck to the elbow. And now to Wingard. Fumbled the ball out 22 feet from the basket. Able to keep it off the floor, though. Now McCreary's pass for Kolovich goes out of bounds untouched.
Well, sometimes when you over-penetrate, you get stuck inside, and that time Miley McCreary did.
.6:15 to play, third quarter. Only score for the quarter, Miley McCreary's two. They'll push the lead to 20. Around the perimeter, Maylee Hill. Good defense, forced to pass it by Kolovich. Ball comes into the paint. Quiner's floater won't go, and a rebound knocked toward the baseline. And the Bucks are going to come out with it. Wingard tracks it down, has help, and now passes, leaves two defenders in the backcourt. Ritchie in no hurry, circle it in the midcourt, and restart the offense. Right side feed to McCreary. Man-to-man Laurel defense now. McCreary spins it back around. Good pressure there by Tyndall. Pass across to Capozzoli. Capozzoli, top of the key to Wingard on the near wing.
I thought Capozzoli might pull the trigger on that three-point shot.
Pass just gets through to Ritchie. Deal it down low, and Kolovic was standing in the corner watching, and the pass got picked off. Defender in front of her is Manley Hill, near side. Kweiner, hard bounce pass. I'm not sure what Weisenstein was doing. The ball's going to roll all the way to the backcourt. The Bucks are going to let it roll out of bounds and take it as an out-of-bounds play here in front of the bench.
Well, that would have been a backcourt violation regardless.
It would have been, but you changed the throw-in spot. You know,
yeah, that's a terrible spot to be throwing a ball in.
Well, but if you're Laurel, you don't want to have it that close to the baseline. So if you go and touch it, it goes right where you touched it. And they could have touched it out here at the hash mark.
Exactly.
You know, and 20-point game may not matter where that throw-in comes from, but it could.
There you go.
Jumper at the elbow, up and good for Ella Ritchie, her second field goal.
Well, she passed up about four shots from that same spot. This time she turned, poised, and let it fly and made it.
12-point run in the middle part of the second quarter for Laurel. And miss a jumper. Rebound for Ava Capozzoli, and the Bucks will bring it up the floor. So that 12-point run got them back to within 10, but Chartiers Houston now on a 12-point run of its own to push the margin back to 22.
Oh, nice pass.
Kolovic all alone at the low block, and a nice wraparound pass.
Yeah, that pass was beautiful.
41-17, the Bucks' margin is now 24. 30's the magic number. Alexis Fetko at the score table to check in. Pass to the side of the lane. Tipped out of bounds. Two Bucks players there.
Here's the pass,
and Wingard there.
Oh, the shot. Never mind. I think that was Ritchie on the pass, was it not?
It was indeed. Great feet. Just wrap around, take one step, and wrap it around the defender, and Kolovic all alone. McCreary and Wingard check out. Air ball to the baseline. Ball tipped back around. Fetko, who just checked in, ends up corralling the loose basketball.
Yeah, good job by Fetko grabbing that ball.
Capozzoli, Kolovic in front court. Kolovic backs up toward the midcourt line. Down the wing, got free to get a new count, and then took it into trouble. And the double and then triple team creates a problem. Ball grabbed by Addy Urie, who's played some nice minutes off the bench for the Spartans, but with the ball in hand, she stepped on the baseline trying to fight out of that mess. Tyler Haught there to administer the throw-in. Bucks get the ball in. Shot put up, flat-footed by Fetko. And the Bucks, I think Kolovic coming from out of bounds.
Yes.
Guilty of a foul.
Yeah, guilty of a hack.
Second foul on Kolovic.
Kolovic, 22 points on the evening. Averages 11 points, just about 12 points a game.
Spartans in front court, 3:05 to play here in this third quarter. Have not scored this period. Rebound grabbed by Urie. She gets tied up. Possession arrow. Wait, Laurel started the quarter with the ball. This is the first tie-up. The arrow didn't get switched. I'm just going to say that. And an inbound to J.L. Henderson, and she scores. Now that should have been Chartiers Houston ball.
Yeah, it should have been, Bob. You're absolutely right.
Pass in the near corner. Capozzoli open three. It's an air ball caught on the far side by J.L. Henderson. Into the corner. First touch for Alexis Baer. Up top, three ball. Maley Hill short. Rebound inside for Urie. Ball knocked loose. Bucks come out with it. Ball right at the back of the feet of Ella Ritchie, and she's able to get her heels out of the way and not have that ball carry him right back where it came from. 2:10 to play, third quarter. 41-19. Chartiers Houston plus 22. Illegal screen set. Alexis Fetko came from the blind side and kept moving.
Got to be stationary on those back screens.
Second foul of the quarter, first of the game on Fetko. coming up on the two-minute mark here in the third. The Bucks scored the game's first five and then on out the first 15 points and have not really been threatened. Ball scooped up by Maley. Hill won't go, and a rebound cleared by Mackenzie Walsh for Chartiers Houston.
Another freshman. Good-looking freshman they have on the squad.
Ball left side, Ella Ritchie to the free throw line, down the lane. Scoop won't go. Foul called on J.L. Henderson. She'll pick up her second.
Yeah, that was a nice drive that time. Ella Ritchie took it right down the paint.
Ritchie, 56% free throw shooter on the year. First one good. Bucks had struggled after hitting 6 of 8 in the opening quarter. Prior to that, make had hit just 1 of 6.
I have them at 8 for 15. Make it 9 for 16.
She hits both.
You know what? And she looked pretty good. I know she only shoots it at 56%, but those two shots look really solid.
Pass high-low. Alexis Bear wide on the 3-ball. Tie up, fight out of it. Good job, Bear. Let the play go on. That was not a held ball. Well defended. Chartiers Houston wants a timeout. 1:19 to play, third quarter. Bucks 43, Spartans 19. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
1:19 to play in this third quarter. Bucks trouble getting the ball inbounds, but able to rip it back and keep possession. Across the timeline comes Capozzoli. That what they did is not to play Laura Montecalvo, Drew, I'm sure. Capozzoli stops at the low block and then leans in and puts a shot up. She's going to be fouled by Bear. Her first. Three fouls on Spartans in the quarter. Capozzoli at the stripe for the first time. She hits 52% of her free throws.
Ah, that was halfway down, Bob. In and out.
Yeah, but it was a line drive, and so didn't have really much chance to get to beyond that halfway down.
And she's a pretty good shooter, so she should be better from the line. Or at least you would think so.
A little two-hand flick off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Yuri. Bucks ball at the baseline.
Well, they're shooting 50% as a team right now, 9 for 18.
Yeah, 2 of 6 in this quarter.
Yeah, not good enough.
3 of 10 since the first period. Inbound, let it go. Well, you could just let it go, but Kolovich tracked it down, got it under control before it went across the timeline, which doesn't exist until you possess the ball.
Exactly. Nice pass here. Oh, didn't handle it.
Good tip away there, Alexis Bear. It was not on Kolovich. That pass got tipped and away from her. Bear, a couple of nice plays and a travel. Unforced turnover by Maley Hill. Walks out. 8-10 feet away from her defender.
Turnover 19 on the evening for Laurel. Almost said Laurel Highlands.
Kolovich to Walsh.
There you go. Nice.
Cut underneath, and Fetsko can't control the loose ball. Bucks are going to get to it. Fetsko trying to rip it away. Boy, we're going to get a held ball call out of that.
Well, there was a situation where that wasn't really a held ball. That shouldn't have been called jump ball.
And 26 seconds to play in the quarter. Capozzoli to the low block. Throw one up over the shoulder and in. Just her second field goal. 45-19. Chartiers Houston up 26 now. We're going to get to the fourth quarter without a running clock, but... And I'm not saying we're going to get there in the fourth, but It could happen. Nice pass across the low block. Three ball won't go for Tyndall. Near side, Hill for three. Count it. Maley Hill hits a tray at the buzzer. 45-22, Churches Houston up on Laurel, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Laurel ball to begin the fourth quarter. And Chartiers Houston with a 45-22 lead. Pressure in the midcourt area by Kolovich. Pass goes to the left side. J.O. Henderson brings it back this way. Tyndall steps back to a three. That won't go. Rebound kept alive by Henderson, reaching over the back of Capozzoli. And Capozzoli got trapped with the dribble, kept it alive, and then threw it off the leg of Jamie Weisenstein. And Bucks ball out of bounds.
Well, the last three attempt by Laurel was very well contested by Allie Wingard.
Capozzoli gets an opening up the middle of the field, bring the ball there, and does. Now stops at the top of the key, right side to McCreary. Bounce pass. McCreary defended by Weisenstein, wants to go to Kolovich, finds her cutting to the hoop, catch and score.
Nice pass on the back cut by Kolovich. Finish.
47-22, Bucks. Three ball near side, short, rebound cleared by Ella Ritchie. Bucket for Kolovich gives her 24 in the game.
I know, she's had a great night.
That is more than double her season average. Kolovich dribble, kick at the Wingard. He's been quiet since the opening quarter. Crossover, back with that left hand. This one sticks.
There you go.
...49-22, Chartiers Houston. Strong starts to each quarter for the Bucks. 15 points to start the game. And we came out of the end of the second quarter, 6-0 run to open the third, and four so far here to open the fourth, to lead by 27. Ball up top to Henderson. Three ball in flight for Maley Hill is good.
Tell you what, Maley Hill can shoot the basketball, Bob.
She has 5 3-pointers tonight. Her three to end the third quarter. Only 5 points in the period for Laurel.
Got to get it over. Okay,
Bucks
they just the, got it over.
Cross the timeline. Wingard gives it back to Capozzoli. Fights to pass it back out. Steal attempt. Couldn't get it done. And a drive by Wingard for the deuce.
A nice finish by Allie Wingard that time.
When she got by J.O. Henderson, who came out to try to steal that soft bounce pass, and Wingard had the opening to the lane. 51-25. Turnover. McCreary now on the dribble. Ball knocked away from her from behind and out of bounds. Sophie Pallone checks in. Got to tuck the jersey in. Tyler Haught right on that.
Sophie Pallone, another freshman. The future looks bright.
Wingard to the elbow. Reach across by Henderson. Saved at midcourt. Nice save there.
Oh, nice save.
Kolovich get the ball to Ritchie to the low block, and her pass to the corner knocked out of bounds. Maley Hill pushing the issue. 5'6 senior, likely in her final high school game.
No question about
barring a 26-point rally in the last 5.5 minutes.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Bucks got to get the ball inbounds. Wingard takes it, dribbles around the defender, hit the iron on the way up, gets it back and scores. Wingard going to the foul line again. She has 13 in the game.
She's a lefty, and when she gets that lane to the left, she's pretty good. Quick first step, Bob.
Wingard hit 3 of 4 free throws in the opening quarter. First time back to the line since. That shot softly on the rim, good. And now the margin goes to 29.
Uh-oh. You know what that means.
Alexa Marishan in the game for Chartiers Houston, her second tour of duty, the 5'6 sophomore. 54-25, long pass to the far corner. Tindall, 3-ball off the rim. Long rebound caroms toward the Laurel bench. Cut off was Quiner. Get it up top to Maylee Hill. Dribble drive, too strong, won't go. Ella Ritchie rebounds for Chartiers Houston. And the Bucks can trigger a running clock with points on this trip. Plus 29 at the moment. Capozzoli on the dribble. Defense comes out to guard and backs away, comes out again. Capozzoli gets by the defender to the hoop and score it.
Real good finish by Capozzoli there.
And that will trigger a running clock the rest of the way. Bucks up 31. Boy, and Laurel's troubles when losses continues. Little floater in the paint, good for J.L. Henderson. 56-27. The rule doesn't change because you get it under that margin. Sophie Pallone for two, good. She was 19 feet, 8.5 inches out there on the wing.
She's got good form. She took 2 threes in the first half, but I'll tell you what, I like that form.
Macy Quiner across the key, get the ball to Maylee Hill to the baseline. Weisenstein back out to Hill, cross-court pass, catch and shoot. Tindall, high arcing three, kicks out, won't go. And Ella Ritchie rebounds the miss.
I'd like to see Ella Ritchie's rebounding stats tonight. She's gotten a lot of them, Bob. Bucks have been up to the task here this evening.
3.5 minutes left in the game. Chartiers Houston is going to the state playoffs, barring a 31-point collapse.
Well, and I'm glad because they had an outstanding season. So this is a nice reward for them.
Yeah, foul in the midcourt.
That's her fourth.
Maylee Hill with hands on. Picks up foul number 4. Board says 2 fouls on Laurel in this quarter. Oh, yeah, has to be because Wingard had that foul shot.
Ella Ritchie goes to the bench. Gets a nice hug there by coach.
Ava Capozzoli checks out as well. Clock turning. Down to 2:50 left in the ball game. Laurel season going to come to an end here tonight. 3 straight double-digit losses, 20-plus in each of them.
Well, that's a tough way to end your year.
Quarterfinals, first consolation round, and then in the 7-8 game. Shot won't go for Wingard. Shot won't go for Pallone. Shot won't go for Wingard. And a rebound grabbed by Macy Quiner for
Laurel. Got a couple looks, didn't they?
Pass ahead into the corner, work it around Hill, far side, now to Quiner. Kick it back out for a 2-pointer by Weisenstein. That won't go, and the Bucks will bring it patiently up the floor. Sophie Pallone across the timeline.
That's daughter of one Dave Pallone, who we all know.
2 minutes to play. We'll dribble handoff, Walsh and Pallone. They'll do it right back. Bucks out in the volleyball 10-foot line area. Now to the far side. They'll bring it back out top. Dribble around the defender, off the foot. Loose ball, scramble for it. Fight for the loose ball. Bucks can't keep it alive. We'll turn it over. 90 seconds to play. Chartiers Houston going to pick up win number 20 on the season.
And that's a big number. That's a great number to have. 20 wins. What a good year.
Number 6 seed in the bracket. won their opening game, lost in the quarters, lost in double overtime, then in first consolation round action. But rallying here tonight, jumped out of the gate with 15 straight points and haven't looked back.
Well, and that was a really tough loss the other night, double overtime, and I know they wanted that one. They played really well, just couldn't finish at the end. So this is a nice way to put icing on the cake here.
Bucks work the ball again in the midcourt area. Mackenzie Walsh, reach around by J.L. Henderson, and he grabs her late.
Just pushes her.
Going to get her third foul. And Ricky LaRocco not understanding why you take that foul.
Not very happy.
In just 25 seconds, and the Spartans are not going to just let the Wingard stand in the midcourt. Rosance with a shot. That won't go. Marashian with the rebound and a putback. Marashian, excuse me.
Alexa Marichon with the putback, her first basket of the evening.
And the ball thrown out of bounds, and the Bucks won't have to inbound it. Chartiers Houston 60, Laurel 27, and on to the PIAA playoffs. So Washington County has team number 5 in the PIAA dance. We'll recap this one for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Big night tonight for the freshman, Ava Kolovic, with 24 points.
Tremendous performance.
On the other side of the ledger, Maylee Hill had 17 of the Spartans' 27. Working 9-to-5 on the PA system here.
And the team is celebrating, the Chartiers kids. That's nice to see. I love it. It's what it's all about, Bob. Teams, sportsmanship, and a nice win. Laura, they had tears in her eyes. What a passionate young lady she is.
Chartiers Houston, wire to wire. 15-0 to start. Laurel didn't get on the board until under 2 minutes left in that first quarter. They hit a three and a two, and the Bucks answered all of that and led by 16 at the end of one, 21-5. The Bucks started the second quarter with 6 more consecutive points, so 12-point run there for the Bucks. But Laurel made a little racket, scored 12 straight themselves then from just over 5 minutes to just under 3, put 12 straight points on the board, and got back to within 10. And then it was Katie bar the door. They went from 2:40 left in the second quarter. 2:55 was left in the third when Laurel scored again. Almost 8 minutes of game time. Meanwhile, the Bucks poured it on, added another 14 to the lead, and really arm's length of the rest of the way to get the 60-27 win here tonight.
Well, the key, obviously they were a better team. You could see that, but the key coming off that very disappointing double overtime loss was to get off to a very good start. Bob, can't get any better than what they did.
Yeah, really hard to beat 15-0 right out of the gate and 27-5 before Laurel really got any kind of spark whatsoever. Check the individual scoring and foul shots when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network right after this.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man. Car slipping, I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Come on now. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. What a mighty, mighty good man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. He's a mighty, mighty good man.
60-27, Chartiers Houston joins the PIAA postseason party. We know Fort Cherry, Chartiers Houston girls, Peters Township boys will all play Friday, March the 7th. We know that the Peters Township girls and the Chartiers Houston boys will play Saturday, March the 8th. The question is, will the Cannon McMillan girls get to play on that opening Friday night as well? We'll find out about that tomorrow, but more on that in a moment. 24 points tonight for the freshman, Ava Kolovich, who got started, had 13 in the opening quarter. 13 in the opening period.
She played a great game.
Allison Wingard finished the night with 14. The Bucks hit 10 of 19 foul shots. On the other side, we mentioned Maylee Hill, 17 points. She had 5 3-pointers, at least one in every quarter tonight. The Spartans, just 2 free throws tonight, 1 for 2. One other score final, I believe, the only other, the only 6 o'clock game on tonight's schedule. It's in boys 3A, the 5th-place game, and the winner is Shadyside Academy, 67-46 winner over Elwood City. Some 16 games on the docket tonight, I think, if my memory is correct. Yeah, 16 games, and 3 of them, somebody's going to the state playoffs, and somebody isn't out of the results of those. So we know this. Chartiers Houston is, and as they eliminate the Laurel Spartans. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And here's your biggest surprise of the night.
Yes.
Our player of the game. Presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. She had 24 points, nearly enough to win the game by herself. Freshman Ava Kolovich. Two threes, a whole bunch of twos, and a couple of foul shots to boot. What a night for the freshman.
Oh, and it was outstanding. I mean, freshman puts up 24, and she played like an upperclassman tonight. Handled the ball well, I thought, made some great passes, played good defense. More importantly, that ball went through the basket for her.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. This game and a broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Our coverage of the WPIL basketball playoffs, presented by the Observer Reporter, continues tomorrow. We'll be at Canon McMillan, where the Big Mac girls have their final shot at a state tournament berth, hosting Mount Lebanon. Airtime on WJPA AM and online at WJPA.com, and the NFHS Network is 545. Thanks to both head coaches, Laura Montecalvo and Ricky LaRocco, and to Scott Sakai and the entire crew here at the Chartiers Houston Fieldhouse. For my partner, Tom Drakely, floor director, Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett, Gina Reeves on camera, and our producer in our Washington studios, Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. The WPIL 2A Girls Basketball State Qualifier, Chartiers Houston 60, Laurel 27. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.